The United Nations is under mounting pressure to condemn Israel's ongoing military crackdown on Palestinians in a search for three missing settlers. A number of UN member states have announced that they'd asked the UN Security Council to condemn Tel Aviv's current operations, which began 16 days ago. They're calling for serious UN action against Israel. The United Nations is under fire for keeping silent in the wake of mass arrests in the West Bank and the deadly airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Some UN members say what Israel is doing in the occupied Palestinian territories is in violation of human rights and international law. Let's speak to Joe Eisbaker. He's with the United National Anti-War Coalition, and he joins us via Skype from Chicago. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, first of all, what do you make of this collective punishment being imposed upon Palestinians by the Israeli regime with regard to these three missing settlers?
Well, this is far for the course from the Israeli defense forces.
They have, since 1967, been engaging in a brutal occupation of Palestine, and you know, many thousands have died over these years. In these recent weeks, the last 16 days, they've killed, I believe, four people. Hundreds have been jailed, and many wounded as well. It deserves condemnation by the international community.
Right. Now, speaking of the international community, the UN Security Council has kept mum with regard to what is going on. Why do you think that is so?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, I want to say that I'm happy that the UN is getting criticized and pressured by governments that are concerned about the Palestinian people and their plight. I was at the UN last week. I was at a press conference with the Syrian ambassador, Bashar al-Jafari, and he announced to us just while we were there that the committee that addresses the condition of the Palestinians just elected Israel to be the co-chair or vice chair of that committee, and I think that it was just quite the statement that the UN has so little regard, so little urgency for the plight of the Palestinians.
Right, and now that the United Nations Security Council is being pressured to take action, decisive action against Israel with regards to the measures it's taken against the Palestinian population when it comes to these three missing settlers, how far do you think the UN Security Council can go?
Well, it really depends on something outside of that meeting in the UN building in New York. I think it depends on the unity of the Palestinian people. I'm heartened to see in the press in these days statements emanating from the Palestine Liberation Organization. You know, I'm one of those that believes that the coming together of all the Palestinian resistance and the rejuvenation of the PLO is exactly what is needed to move forward the cause of Palestinian liberation. So, if the Palestinian people, if they can unite all of the resistance movement, the civil society, if all of Palestine can unite, I think that they could move the entire world, including the UN Security Council.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Joe Eisbaker with the United National Anti-War Coalition joining us from Chicago via Skype. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.